In their decision, U.S. Supreme Court justices noted the Federal Telecommunications Act was intended to bring consumers more choices, not fewer. Nevertheless, they ruled 8-1 that Missouri can prohibit local governments from offering high-speed internet and other telecom services. The ruling doesn't have a direct effect on Wisconsin, but it does send a signal about a state's ability to rein in competition. Chris Leroux is legislative affairs manager for the Wisconsin Telecommunications Association. He believes the ruling's a positive step in ending what they consider unfair government advantage. Municipal cable companies can now rely on public tax dollars, but a bill passed by the state legislature would limit them to charging only subscribers.
10 to 12 other states have passed similar laws to the Wisconsin law that's pending, and all trying to get a handle on this issue of government competition, and I certainly think that this helps our case.
The director of a group representing municipal utilities in Wisconsin says the court ruling makes it all the more important for Governor Doyle to veto restrictions on public cable companies. Dave Benferrano says smaller communities are often forced to offer telecom services because private companies don't operate where they can't make a profit.
There are holes all across Wisconsin in terms of broadband availability, and we are not convinced that if we just leave it to the incumbent providers, that those holes will be adequately filled with reasonably priced broadband service in the near term.
Ben Verano says 27 Wisconsin communities have approval to offer their own telecom services. So far, 5 have them up and running. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.